Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at what makes for a good business continuity exercise. Love exercises. Love them. And I don't just mean gym exercises. I do like gym exercises. On a personal note, I get to create a workout plan for my girlfriend, which I'm very excited about. Do this, and then we'll do this, and then we'll do this. Anyways, I digress. Point is, security exercises, business continuity exercises are a critical component of any program because it allows you to make sure the plan is actually something you can do. Make sure that the plan is actually something that can be executed on, and it builds up that mental muscle. So, tip for you, consider the following when evaluating your business continuity exercises to see how well your exercises are. All right, so first one, do you do a tabletop of the exercises? You know your plan, do you get the groups together and do a tabletop? Not only of the overall plan, but also within your business continuity plan, you should be having recovery procedures and testing procedures, right? So do you do a tabletop of your plan? Do you do a tabletop of your recovery procedures? Step one. Number two, do you actually do real fire drills, right? Where you pull the plug, you have a scenario and you execute that scenario and you move services over. So you've done the tabletop, awesome. Now you actually pull the plug, you boot up the servers in the recovery environment, you reconnect the applications, and you make sure that IT recovery procedure works appropriately. Number three, remember what we're really trying to do with business continuity is have a continuity of business operations, not necessarily a recovery of the IT technology. So, it's great that we did a tabletop. It's great that we've recovered the IT, but can you actually execute business processes on the IT? So the next step, number three, would be once you recovered, do you have in place people from the business who can come in and execute the business processes to make sure that that recovered IT actually works? Time and time again, we've seen the IT moved over, everything looks green, the monitors are fine, people go to actually work and things aren't working right. So that'd be number three. Number four, in terms of growing complexity, is do you include customers and partners in these drills? Not every customer, of course, not every partner, of course, but do you have a couple key customers or a couple key partners who execute their business processes on your recovered environment? And make sure that after the technology has been moved over, after the business process has been moved over, that your customers and partners can still work. And number five, of course, the fifth level of maturity when you're running all these tests, that you've got a really good metrics program, RPO, RTO, of course, but also resumption time and cost-benefit analysis. So you've got a really good metrics program when you're running your program as a business. You've got insight into the efficacy, the cost, and the cost avoidance. All right, so those are some of the things that make for really good business exercise. After you've done the exercise, run the numbers, make sure your numbers are in line with what you thought they would be. Make sure that your partners can work, your customers can work, make sure your people can work, and of course, all that needs to be on the IT that enables it all. And don't just jump into that right away. If you're looking for where to start, start slowly by adding each one of those to your exercises in a slow, cautious way. Just like you would build a workout plan, right? You don't want to just jump to multiple reps and all the weight. Ease into it. That's it from me. Have a good one.